You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Six oh seven, almost in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. That's the word. I'm getting there. Got to get my filthy pirate coffee into the system. Good morning to Mateo.
What's new?
Hey, what's the deal with no-knock warrants?
What's the deal with the FBI ransacking your house?
We're going to do that classic fake media thing, right? We're going to give you full coverage of the Mar-a-Lago raid here. Continuing professional coverage of the Mar-a-Lago
raid. Got our eyewitness team on the ground. Including the weather impacts.
We have our no-knock contributor. I love the word. I think the word contributor is getting overused right now, too, also. Everyone's a contributor. Welcome back. We got in perfect timing. I just have to say good morning to him at 6:37, and he'll go. Is Andy Biggs? I don't have to say a word. Andy, what's going on?
What's new, buddy?
Boom. Ted Maxwell will be here second hour. We're gonna do a breakdown. I'm gonna make this a YouTube. Probably we might have to do two shows. These are all the propositions that are gonna be on the ballot. There's 11 of these freaking things.
It's one more than all the rest of the amps.
Yeah, it's this one goes to 11. It's true. And that Prop 209, the election one, that one's sick. If that passes, just move. Just move. Because then Arizona's wrecked. Just wrecked. And then our production guru, the new Raymundo, as we call him, Greg, with three G's, will be here talking about panhandling in Tucson. And I'm also going to bring up a post by Rocco where he was driving around Milwaukee and Chicago for 2 weeks on vacation. And what was different about driving around those neighborhoods and then what he's dealt with every day driving around Tucson. So we're going to do that too. Two passings I just want to note before we get into the Mar-a-Lago story is, first of all, the amazing Olivia Newton-John passed away. She was dealing with cancer. Talented lady, right? Beautiful lady. At the same time, she seemed as nice as she seemed, right? There was never stupid stories about Olivia Newton-John, right? She just seemed to be a really nice person who was an amazingly talented, beautiful woman. So God bless her. Love her to death. My wife is definitely, it's been requested on the Facebook thing, but Xanadu is a Mrs. D. And I put the physical album cover up because that's where I first hit her. That's where she first hit my mind, especially as probably a teenage boy. It made more sense, but we'll do it all today. If you have any ONJ's requests, you know where to find us, 790-2040. We also lost historian David McCullough, who wrote so many great books. And, you know, he's part of that crew like Ambrose that really started that. I feel like they made that change in how they wrote history, right? Where you read a history book that just wasn't facts, figures, wars, dates, right? They would kind of put more narrative in it and more, you would see like dialogue, telling that those mini stories that make up the big story. And I thought that's one of the things that McCullough did so well. So, but rest in peace, ONJ and David McCullough. All right. So I think most of you probably saw this on the news. So
it was in all the papers, as they say.
I skipped going to the Arizona Dead Star page.
I actually didn't see it on their homepage.
Let's see what the Dead Star's got. They say, okay, so this is interesting. So here's the quote. It has Their combined headline of what's in the newspaper is Trump says FBI searched the state. So is the Arizona?
That's an implication, or they're implying something there.
I just saw that for the first time. So the Arizona Daily Star says it's possible by that headline that they did not.
That's their way of saying fake news, ironically. Yeah.
So, sounds like the FBI did a no knock. No advance notice.
I'm just kidding.
All right, but did a no warrant? Sorry, not a warrant. A no advance notice. In basically a raid of his Mar-a-Lago estate.
He wasn't even there.
Correct. And I guess they brought according to his son, who was on Fox last night, they brought the safe cracker to open up the safe. They found, quote, nothing in it.
This is empty, right?
Right. Right. And, you know, the other thing, too, is if you're Trump, anything that they're looking for, why would you leave it at your house? Right? I mean, come on. But maybe, who knows? So then they grab boxes and stuff. They say it's because of missing National Archive stuff. We're hearing that was kind of part of the excuse given in the warrant, right? But so where are we at in this country right now, right? Because this is if you're gonna go raid a former president's house, all right, this goes higher than Merrick Garland. All right, this is whoever has that tight doggy leash around Biden's neck gave the okay to do this. Right. So now we're in totally open political warfare. More than ever, right? So now let's go to America's governor, Ron DeSantis. And his statement on this raid at Trumper's house in his state is last night. The raid on Mar-a-Lago is another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies against the regime's political opponents. While people like Hunter Biden get treated with kid gloves, now the regime is getting another 87,000 IRS agents to wield against its adversaries. Last two words, Banana Republic. Oh, Home of Champions, that doesn't mean the store. So, go look. Maybe there's a definition on your TikTok. Go look that up. So, and we know the FBI they're a political weapon against Republicans, right? I mean, and everything seems to be timed pretty much before an election. Mueller report, whistleblower, you know, Russian collusion, all this stuff. Now, remember, these are the same people who said pretty much the day he got inaugurated that they have to impeach him. You remember when the press lost their cookies when, who said it, Matt, when... I don't think it was a Cocaine Mitch who said that our job is to get Barack Obama unelected. Remember that? It was, we're not playing ball with him. Our job is to make sure he gets nothing done and he gets unelected, right? He doesn't get reelected, right? I forgot who said that.
Okay.
Wakeys.
I can't recall.
Let us know, 790-2040. Barney, get moving. Now, it's the idea that, remember how the press thought that was so mean?
Sure.
Right, that a sitting Senate, I'm pretty sure, right, with Cocaine Mitch,
yeah,
said, hey, we don't want this guy back and we're not going to play ball with him, right? Now, we can have that discussion about bipartisan and all this. Well, they thought that was horrible, but they think this is great.
Well, yeah, and just to continue your exact thought, Liz Cheney has said in those words, I want to make sure that Donald Trump can never again be the president. She said that. Liz Cheney said that.
I like how she says she's not a fan of Ron DeSantis either. Right? So at this point,
right.
I remember she's big government establishment Bush quasi-Republican. That's what she is. Okay? And again, remember Donald Trump and anyone support, remember Donald Trump just poleaxed that entire crew. I mean, they were all. I'm sure Liz Cheney was waiting for a cabinet position for President Jeb Bush. Right? Give her something.
Please clap.
Right? And Trump poleaxed them all. So there's payback. Remember what what Don Corleone said to Michael? Right? They're sitting in the tomato garden, hanging out.
Michael, remember when I told you it was just business? It was personal.
Right? This is personal. And it's power. When we come back, we're going to give you a listing of all the things the FBI really didn't touch. But again, does this motivate the independence of the world to really say go to hell to Democrats out there? Is this really a rallying cry? Because in the end, the power has to be with who's sitting in the seats. If you're going to go kill Trump, as you say, you're going to kill the king, you better kill the king.
Don't mess, all
right? Right? So let's talk about the FBI, but we'll also talk about what does missing mean? And then I'm going to give you the devil's advocate on this is, are they doing this enough because maybe they want him to run? And we'll I'm just going to throw that out as the other side of this, so... 6:17 in the morning, Matt Neely, Christy Simone, and you, Olivia Newton-John. This one came up multiple times. A little more love. Rest in peace, young lady. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Let's say it there. Let me do it again. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. I'm jumping down into the depths of Olivia's catalog here. There's some good stuff here that, you know, she did some... interesting, cool recordings between the time that she kind of lost her big popularity. But she actually did a one with some standards that we're going to check out. So I think we can do a whole, we're going to unapologetically possibly do a chunk, most of the show in Olivia Newton-John today. So, all right. So if you just clicked in, we were just talking about the FBI raiding Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. Here we go. These are... let's see, places the FBI opponents, the FBI did not raid despite public evidence of alleged misconduct. Well, Hunter and Joe Biden, sorry, it's right out there, right? The FBI has been in possession of Hunter's laptop since 2019, which contains evidence that Hunter used Joe's position to conduct lucrative foreign business.
A scrape to the big guy.
Right.
Right. He even complained in an email that he's tired of carrying all the family's expenses, right?
Again, this is when the media says, well, how can Donald Trump say we're the enemy of the people? You have a sitting U.S. president and what's going on here. And a senator before that, right?
The Clinton Foundation.
Well, that's the next
taking
one,
taking money from foreign governments for access while she was Secretary of State. Please.
And doing her Secretary of State, Department of State server.
Yep.
Was not at the Department of State.
Illegal server.
Yeah.
It was in her basement or bathroom or something. I don't know.
She was infamously excused by the FBI. Mark Elias and the Russian hoaxers. Elias, a lawyer for Democrats, helped arrange the so-called Russian dossier with the help of John McCain, right? Which was then used to launch fraudulent, abusive investigations of Trump and his campaign. He's never been brought to justice.
Was that funded by Hillary? The Steele dossier?
That's right. You are right? Correct.
The incontinent courtesans? Give me a break.
That's a great name for a punk band. The incontinent courtesans. Clapper and Brennan, the Statler and Waldorf of deep state cable pundits. That's a Nolte's line in Breitbart. Fueled the Russia hoax and then cited their intelligence credentials to claim falsely that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Adam Schiff lied to the public about his role in instigating the first Trump impeachment, then used his committee's report to spy on members of the committee and the president's lawyer, and then failed to appear before the Judiciary Committee. Kamala Harris, as the country reeled from riots in summer 2020, the then Senator Harris called on supporters to bail out rioters in Minneapolis, encouraging more violence. She also referred to law enforcement as the paramilitary. Black Lives Matter, amid evidence that the left-wing group had been abusing its charitable status, even liberal states issued warnings to the group. Though the movement's state scope is nationwide, the FBI or DOJ have nothing about it. James Comey and Andrew McCabe, amid evidence that the former FBI director and deputy director respectively had leaked to the media, they were let off the hook by internal investigations, had been enjoying their speaking fees and cable slots. By contrast, Trump allies past and present, Roger Stone, Manafort, Navarro, and others have been subjected to spectacular raids, often leaked to friendly media ahead of time over relatively minor unrelated allegations.
Because they want the perp walk. They want the perp walk on the evening news.
So why do a, if they wanted the perp walk on Trump, right? It's the idea that you would have said, where is he? Why go through all this if you're not going for the perp walk? Right? But the idea that, again, so he, no one said that he hasn't been cooperating with the J6 committee. Right? I haven't heard that he hasn't been cooperating with them per se in relation to giving things they want. Now, what you do is, now you lead up to it, right? Has there been Merrick Garland out there saying, we're really sad that the president keeps refusing us for all these things? I don't think I've seen that. If I'm wrong, let me know. All right. So then all of a sudden you do this raid, right? And you do it right as you see all these pro-Trump candidates that have gotten through the primaries, right? So it feels that, you know, the timing is just so suspect in all.
Feels a little convenient. Yeah.
Right? So in the end, they want to kill Trump. All right? They know he's just crazy enough. If he actually got back in there, maybe now he would actually start blowing out the bureaucracy, right?
Sure seems like they're goading him into running.
That's my thing, right? Is it, aren't they better off running against Trump than they are DeSantis? Right? Because DeSantis has no Trump baggage. And the baggage is where they make hay with the independents. So, all right, Andy Biggs is going to come up. I'm going to say, good morning, Andy. What's going on out there? Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.
Bob Dylan song recorded by George Harrison. Thanks, Alan.
Welcome back. Wake up, Tucson. We're remembering Olivia Newton-John, who passed away yesterday. You guys did such a great job on the Waste book on a lot of songs. And so I went through my Spotify here and just look for some of the some of either deep tracks or some of the covers that she did covers from, like, almost first album on throughout her entire career. Beach Boys, Johnny Cash, John Denver, Beatles. Again, great voice.
This is from her first album, 1971, and Bob Dylan, yep.
Look at that. And, you know, Matt said, it's a Bob Dylan song. I go, I bet she sings it better than Bob Dylan. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Andy will be calling in soon. He's got stuff going on, buddy. Let's do a little local roundup. Let's go to Christy Simone, local roundup contributor. Horrible story. Now, remember, the Queen Mayor has done two press conferences that she doesn't take questions at. Hold on, I gotta ding myself. Hold on. That she doesn't take questions at, where she was slobbering all over the campaign of Mark Kelly. Right? The small business roundup with the guy at Borderlands Brewing who doesn't know that Mark Kelly's actually killing his business and Rahina's killing his business. But, you know, I know you're a D. I got it. And then the one where she had to go to the Nazi card. Good morning. Blake Masters is a Nazi. Have a nice day. No questions, please. Again, where's the Jewish community on this when people keep throwing the Nazi around? I mean, where are you guys and girls? Where's Jonathan Rothschild? He's a big Jew, right? Where's he at? Right? Oh, I'm sorry. She's a D. We just used the word Nazi. Do we know? Do you guys remember what the Nazis did? I don't know if you guys remember, but it was not good. So anyway, the Queen Mayor has had two press conferences, at least in the last 20 days, for Mark Kelly. Is she going to do the one where the 15-year-old kid was murdered over the weekend? Are we going to get that? Are we going to get? Is she worried enough about the 15-year-old boy that was found with gunshot wounds and died at the local hospital? Are we going to get any of that coming up? Crickets. 790-2040. Before we get to the phones, Luke, Chris, let's be accurate. Unlike the legacy media, the FBI did not raid Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. The FBI raided the home of an ex-president of the United States. Let's go to Noah. Noah, what's going on, sir?
Only a few months after they raided the press when they went into James O'Keefe's house.
Say that one more time.
Only a few months after they raided the press when they went into James O'Keefe's house.
Oh, that's right. They did raid James O'Keefe's house. You're correct.
But my call is about Trump's baggage.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whose baggage they may find. They will make it. They make up the baggage. Ask Herman Cain. They will find what they need to. Ask Mitt Romney, who now is they love, who's an awful person. They made baggage
on him. He is an awful
him.
Person.
They make baggage on everybody. And if they can't find it to make it look bigger, they will print it. Ask Dan Rather. The only thing they caught him was he didn't understand font dates. They will make it up. The one thing they know about Trump is they've already looked for and scrounged for to find anything they could get. Whatever they could get of any real validity has already been found. Now it's just time to make stuff up.
Well, but
with other people, it will be new, that they will have opportunities to find new stuff.
But he does.
So
he does.
But it's always going to be there.
Don't you think they're just going to take the stuff that they've pounded them over and over again? And they'll just bring it back to repound it one more time.
Absolutely, but people don't care. The new stuff's always better. Always look forward for the new stuff. So that they tried with DeSantis, and of course, they called him DeSanted dead and stuff. But the problem was that his path worked. So they tried to destroy him. It didn't work, but they will try again. And new things are always more salacious than old things. You know what you got with Trump.
Does this naturally start bringing the middle, the independents, leaning right more than ever? I mean, the Republican Party still has to make sure they remember this, right? All of these people, because, of course, Americans have the memory of a flea sometimes.
Well, they're working against the Democratic Party and the press, but I repeat myself.
Noah, thanks for the call, man, as always. Yeah, have a super day, buddy. 790-2040 is a phone number. Let's go to 173-day-old Barney Brenner. Barney, hey. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm up over 150 now.
Woof. I said 173, so I'm in the ballpark, buddy.
Oh, I missed the 100 part.
Yep.
I know you're looking for commentary from a big Jew like Jonathan Rothschild. But I have to settle for commentary from
the reason I say that is he does involve himself in Jewish issues and organizations in town. I know that, right? Handmaker and other places like that. So,
absolutely.
Right. And so, Barney, what am I missing here? You know, the Democrats more important than the Jew part. Is that where we're at?
Yes. Leftism has become the de facto religion of a lot of modern secular Jews. And sadly, the religious part is dwindling, but there's a lot of history there. We won't get into that, but I wanted to give a little backstory on this accusation against Blake Masters, because it originated from the Jim Lehman campaign, who I am grateful he did not win. But a few weeks ago, there was a New York Times story on this.
That's right.
It was a hit piece on Blake Masters, and then you read into it, and you see that the source of the crap is Jim Lehman. And they're pushing this crap based on what I discovered is the thinnest of BS, because they went back to something Masters wrote when he was 20 years old, which is suspect to begin with. It's kind of like hitting Juan Siscomani for working for Democrats when he was a teenager, which was actually a great opportunity for him. But he wrote, Masters wrote a very intelligent piece, and at the end, he quoted, you know, a despicable propagandist. And so basically the left has more in common with this despicable propagandist than Blake Masters does. But it was Hermann Göring, and it was during the Nuremberg trials. And he basically said that it is so easy to brainwash a population. All you have to do is repeat the big lie over and over, and then those that resist, you accuse of being unpatriotic, and you stifle all dissent. And it was a good close to a pretty well-written piece by Masters. And I, you know what, Chris, I copied it all into a Word doc, and I'll send it to you, and you can distribute it as you see fit. But it was a heck of a stretch during the Jim Lehman campaign, and it, you know, I was already soured on Lehman for a number of reasons, but when I saw that, I said, done.
Yep.
And so, and now it's being repeated. Masters really should, you know, I'm kind of doing a service for him by debunking this, but he should really get front and center because, you know, same deal. You repeat the big lie often enough, and people believe it.
What I think is maybe we need to find a Republican in Pima County, right? Maybe one that's written for town hall in the past. Right?
Yeah.
And he needs to write the debunking column and nicely send it to Kurt Pendergrast and see if Kurt blocks you.
Ooh. Oh, I like it, because I thought you were going to the town hall card. But no, keep it local.
I mean, so Rahina Romero's in the circle of self-righteousness, literally calling Blake Masters a Nazi.
Yes.
All right. And no matter how we think the echo chamber of the Arizona Daily Star is, that word is Romero calls Blake Masters Nazi.
Yep.
This is what's out there. Right. And sad to say that, what's his face, Craig Smith from K-Gun 9 bit on this like a chump and did a story covering her calling him a Nazi. Because that was, I mean, why don't we just do news stories on people's Facebook rants? It's the same thing, right? Is her doing, he's a Nazi. So Barney, I'm asking you to use your powers of writing and loquaciousness and send a nice column to Kurt Pendergrast refuting the mayor and let him block you. And then,
you know what?
Then send it to Blake and say, look, I tried.
You have made it easier than ever, because I was, as soon as you got into that, I was thinking all I need is to transcribe the podcast of the segment, and you have beautifully added to it. So I will combine the comments, and it should be a piece of cake to do.
Well, including my comments will definitely get you blocked in the paper. So I don't know if that really helps you. So
leave just your name out.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Do a Tim Steller and say some unknown radio show host did something.
I'll just put your words into my own.
Perfect.
And
you have my permission.
Great idea. So, very good, my friend.
Thanks, Barney. Thanks for being out there. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Let me know what goes on with Teddy Pendergrast, please.
And I just got to say thank you for 14 years of working to make this a better community.
I'm trying, buddy. I keep trying. So
you're off the charts, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Barn. Have a good day.
You too.
I did email the Congressman's Humans saying where Andrew is, so we shall see. Give us a call. 790-2040 is the phone number. We are honoring the life of the great Olivia Newton-John, who lost her battle with cancer yesterday. So if you have any requests, I think we're pretty good. I mean, the Wakeys did an amazing job. I remember before we go to break, we have a happy hour going on Thursday at Dominic's Real Italian, 5:30 to 7:30 in the Bash's Shopping Center on Cortero Farms and Thornydale. So please join us. The RSVPs are looking decently healthy. I think it's going to be quite a hoot. So wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right. Livia Newton-John Day here on Wake Up Tucson. Let's go right to the phones. U.S. Congressman Andy Biggs. Andy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris. Good to be with you.
So I said this earlier today. I'm going to ask you, hey, Andy, since the last time I talked to you, anything go on out there?
Well, you know, I'm only laughing to keep from crying, right? Because you got the bad bill going. You got the raid on Trump. You got the weaponization of the FBI. Surely the weaponization of the IRS is coming. You got every institution in the hands of the radicals and extremists. And at this point, I think that Biden has crossed the Rubicon. We have to wonder if he can get back across it so we can get back to being a free America. I mean, that really, we've see so much in jeopardy for this country in the 18 months that Joe Biden has been president. But you know, the infrastructure was laid previously over the last 40 years, but certainly Obama, and now. Now, you see, you got me on this rant.
All I said was, what's going on, dude? Jeez.
Well, it's amazing. It is amazing because I cannot believe what I'm seeing go on back there. And it's happening around the country, and it's all been weaponized. Our own government's being weaponized as we go forward against the American people.
So what am I missing here, Andy? What's with the timing of this? Is this the timing that there's so many Trump, again, there's so many Trump candidates rolling into the midterms? Is that part of it? Are they goading him into running, not running? What's your take on this?
Well, I'm going to base it on what their, you know, their bulldog attorney, Mark Elias, said. And Mark Elias said, well, this does two things. Number one, If he were to be convicted of the charges that it looks like they're going after him for, there's a specific provision that says you can never run for office again, and there's not too many provisions in the federal law that say that. So he said that would be a great thing. And even if what Elias said is, even if he can't, if he's not convicted, because that'd be really hard to do, the fact that he would be charged and he would have to defend himself while running for president, that would be a, quote, blockbuster in American political history. So that's what I think it's about. They are still after Trump. He's in their head. His type of candidates are winning like crazy. One of them came back, Joe Kent in Washington. I don't know if you saw this, as they counted the votes in that crazy jungle primary over there. He was down, but as more votes came, he's now in the number two position, so he's going to be in the general. They don't want that. They don't like his supporters. They hate us. They hate America. They hate Donald Trump. Trump is the symbol. And they think if they cut off the head, they stop the America First movement.
Now, let's talk about our friends and the independent voters out there. How does this play with them? What but the Republican Party still needs to do the work to remind them what the danger is of these kind of actions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Republicans can't just keep saying, well, you know, we're not as bad as Biden.
Right.
You have to remind people what was it like when we're paying less than $2 a gallon for gas? What was it like when you had 6% GDP growth? What was it like when you had 93 million people in the workforce instead of 70 million in the workforce? What was it like when every demographic was seeing real wage gains because of the relatively low inflation with higher earnings? What was it like when we were feared and respected throughout the world? What was it like when you actually had a president that was trying to enforce the law so you had safety in your own communities? I mean, people need to realize that, and that's where the Republicans our platform needs to incorporate those America First ideals. I mean, people want their kids to go to school and learn and not be indoctrinated. They want the freedom and peace that we had when you had a Republican form of government instead of this kind of proto-fascist type of government that's being ushered in by $5 a gallon gas and buy an EV if you don't like the price of gas, go buy an electric vehicle. those types of things. We have got to remind people of it. And you know what? We saw a break in the Arizona's primaries. The independents grabbed more Republican ballots by far than Democrat ballots. Nobody likes what's happening in our country today.
Tell me about the because in the end, right, when Trump said the media is the enemy of the American people, that was pretty much dead on for most of these people. Talk about the D.C. bureaucracy. What percentage of the D.C. bureaucracy is a problem? And then if somehow the Republicans got both houses and a presidency, how do you give the D.C. bureaucracy the proper enema? What does that look like?
Well, I mean, you've hit it. I mean, the fourth branch of government is the bureaucracy. It has incredible amount of power. Congress over the last 75 to 100 years has delegated so much power to the bureaucracy. And you say, what percentage of it is dangerous? I can't think of 1% of it that's not. What has to happen is if we had control of the executive and legislative branch, again, I would hope that this time bills that I introduced when we had it last time would actually get hearings. I mean, I was trying to dismantle even small redundant programs and agencies, and I couldn't get Republicans to join me in that. But I mean, you go after low hanging fruit, things like the Department of Education. But you're going to also have to realize that I think there are in 80 agencies there are police departments, certified police officers. Why do every agency have to have federal police there? So you have to go after that. You have to look at where the bureaucracy has been weaponized and been given authority to exceed its bounds, the bounds of constitutional delegation. You have got to go after them. And I think we have to have a legitimate discussion about duplicative crimes, federal crimes. I think we have to, because most states have a pretty sophisticated criminal code. Why do we have to have a federal code as well? You have to then look at things like the FISA court and the FISA law to see how is that being abused, because it is being abused. All of these things need to be on the table for discussion. Because you have to get back to a smaller federal government so that the states can actually govern. And when the states can govern, we're going to be a much stronger, better country.
All right, Andy, we got 30 seconds left before we got to go. Tell me about, give the message to both the Republicans out there that work hard, the PCs, but then a lot of these America First people have been yelling and calling everyone a rhino as they go to victory. Talk about bringing those two sides together. And again, 30 seconds, sir. Sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. Look, everybody that's running in Arizona on the left, the Democrats, it's the most radical leftist slate in the history of the state. We have got to unify as Republicans, whether you're squishy or conservative. You got to do it. We have to unify. We have to beat them.
Andy Biggs, thanks for the time, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Later, sir. I got Ted Maxwell coming up next. We're going to horrify you. We're going to just make you go back under your bed as we talk about 11 propositions on the ballot.